This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 28th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have news about a free game. Minecraft could be making a movie. And Diablo 4 improvements. But we begin with the ongoing trial between the FTC and Microsoft. First article comes to us from IGN, and they're saying that DayZ 2 is in development. Well, this is because Microsoft was forced to release the plans of what's going on there at Microsoft as far as what the games go, and that is the thing. DayZ 2 via Bohemia Interactive is in development, but that document also did say that they were working on Arma Reforger and Arma 4. In fact, here's what Bohemia Interactive did tell IGN, quote, "While we are expanding our focus regarding the possibilities of the DayZ game, brand, and team itself, we can't offer too many details at this moment. There are numerous Project Bohemia Interactive dev teams are currently exploring, working on, but they will be officially revealed when and only after we feel the time is right." But that's not the only thing that's going on. Microsoft apparently also wanted Square Enix, so that way they could do some mobile Game Pass. So this comes to us from TheVerge.com, and according to the FTC versus Microsoft documents, Microsoft did have some reasons for being interested in Square Enix, and they're saying that some of it would bolster Xbox's historically scant presence in the Asian markets. That's a quote, by the way, from The Verge. But they also wanted to have more growth to Xbox Game Pass because they would have some great Square Enix releases along with the back catalog from Square Enix. So here's what some of the documents did read. By the way, this is just one sentence, so I'll say, quote, "Combining Square Enix's robust mobile native portfolio with our own could potentially help us create a mobile native Xbox Game Pass SKU." So PlayStation also did some talking in there as well. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that CEO Jim Ryan did say that the company at first wasn't concerned about the deal, but an email from the CEO from Xbox, Phil Spencer, that was dated August 2022, did set alarms off within Sony. So they did ask a question, quote, "Why did Sony turn against Microsoft Activision deal?" And that was a question. And they started looking at it, saying that on day one, that battle between the FTC and the Microsoft Activision did produce a bombshell email from Ryan. And it basically said that the merger is not great news for Sony or the PlayStation business, but the business will be more than okay. But he did make a video deposition, basically talked on video. That was on day three of the court proceedings, and that was yesterday. And Ryan did confirm that it wasn't until August 2022 that Sony became concerned about the deal. Now, the email was completely redacted, basically meaning it was entered as evidence. And only the judge, Jacqueline Corley, and the lawyers are aware of its contents. But what PlayStation Lifestyle did say that Starfield, the Xbox exclusivity, was not a problem. And basically because it's not competitive. But Ryan did say that Spencer did send over a list of games that would be supported on PlayStation platforms. But the list only contained older Activision games that did list Overwatch, but not Overwatch 2. So, and that was carried on by Eurogamer.net because they're talking about more of Starfield and exclusivity, where Sony did not have a problem with that. But thanks to Eurogamer, we do some quotes there from Ryan. So here's one. "We believe that Microsoft intends to use Call of Duty to disadvantage PlayStation in terms of the availability or the manner in which the game is made available on the PlayStation consoles to drive PlayStation gamers to Xbox platforms, especially Game Pass. What he did think if the transaction did go through was, quote, "I think the harm to SIE arises from gamers deserting our platform and going to Xbox. So it goes way behind the narrow contribution that those gamers spend on Call of Duty itself. It would affect spending on hardware, accessories, subscription services, and games." We'll see what goes on from here. Trial's not yet done. We'll keep an eye on it, but on to games. We see that Engadget did say that Final Fantasy 16 has sold over 3 million copies. In fact, Final Fantasy 16 on Twitter did say, quote, "We are delighted to announce that we shipped and digitally sold 3 million copies of Final Fantasy 16 on PlayStation 5. Thank you for the support." Diablo 4 also got an update, because Polygon.com says that it's going to be a little less grindy. So here's what's been going on. Diablo 4, when it gets to the experience part and the late game, did get a little rough there for players. But there are some fixes, which includes, quote, a new high-level loot table and a potential fifth world tier difficulty, but that won't come quickly. But patched out 1.0.3 does help things with the late game grind. So they did say some consequential adjustments and experience rewards. The Nightmare Dungeons, which is at the heart of advancing your character later in the game, do award significantly increased XP for both completion and monster kills. That some players are getting nearly three times the experience from a Nightmare Dungeon run. And they also made a promise for more to come. Here's what Blizzard did say, quote, "We are currently working on increasing the monster and elite density of the in-game content and plan to introduce this change early in Season 1. Season 1 will come mid to late July. So we'll see what happens there. I might be in the game by then. We'll see what happens. Now, speaking of PlayStation from a little bit ago, Mr. Ryan did meet with Hideo Kojima. This comes to us from PushSquare.com. And Mr. Kojima to put up a tweet with a couple of pictures, as he said, quote, "with Jim Ryan," unquote. But there was a meeting between the two, and part of it may have been about Death Stranding 2. So we shall see if there's an announcement after the meeting is over. Currently meeting, well, maybe the meeting's over already, but we'll see what comes of it, if anything. Now, ESTNN.com, still on PlayStation, is saying that the PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium games could leave the catalog in July. So what games will be leaving? Well, we're looking at Saints Row, Got Out of Hell, Stray, Bioshock Remastered, Bioshock 2 Remastered, Bioshock Infinite, The Complete Edition, Borderlands, The Handsome Collection, Rogue Stormers, Marvel's Avengers Definitive Edition, Fluster Cluck, Raiden 5 Director's Cut. So, yeah, that's a big leak. And if you don't get those games soon, well, they could be gone. But here's something good. I saw this, I had to put it in. IGN did say that FIFA's Women's World Cup 2023 will come to FIFA 23. So here is what Nick Wuldica did say. "In our most expansive EA Sports FIFA Women's Cup, or World Cup, update ever, we're excited to celebrate the remarkable achievement of the teams competing in the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023 and to create an authentic in-game experience for players to lead their country into victory. Our commitment to women's football is foundational, and we look forward to evolving and delivering on this promise for our EA Sports FC community." Now, could there be another game movie? Oh boy, there could be, because PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Minecraft could be coming to the big screen. And that's basically because Jason Momoa, Aquaman, I believe. Yep, Aquaman. And they are indeed filming it. And that is in New Zealand right now. Well, not right now, but August 7th this year in New Zealand. So we shall see what happens with that. One last thing before we go, and that is PC Games N did did say that an RPG game, one of the best ones, is going to be free right now, and that is Baldur's Gate 2. It's a free game right now, so that is if you're a subscriber to Amazon's Prime Gaming Service. So, Baldur's Gate 3 is coming this August, and we shall see what happens with all of that. So, if you wanted to get Baldur's Gate 2, now is the time, at least for Amazon Play. By the way, we are Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for a Thursday. Yes, tomorrow. Until then, go play some games, people.